I just appreciate your guys just doing this.
Did you say you go to churches?
I do.
Yeah. There aren't any biblical ones that we know of. Mm-hmm. And if you, so one of the things that we would, are you married, ma'am?
No, well, soon to be divorced.
Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. One of the things that we warn people about is like when you go to a church that's not biblical and you sing and you pray with them, you unite to them.
Yeah.
And so you don't want to unite with people that aren't fully biblical. You're better off to be on your own in the Word, trusting in the Lord and the Spirit, than going to have fellowship with false people. Because most of them, not most of them, all of them are about money, false traditions like the pagan holidays, about a lot of them are feminized. They're not teaching the women how to come out of the world and how to conduct themselves properly. That's why at our website.
Entertainment, sports, politics.
Yeah.
They are the world.
It is.
Yeah.
Terrible.
You know, so we encourage people to test themselves to come out of that.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Our website would bless you for free. We don't take people's money. Mm-hmm. Don'tperish.com. There's a woman section that my wife writes about. Mm-hmm. I teach on it too. And we teach women to come out. Your whole life will be conformed to the Word of God and the ways of God. And what that does, it's a beautiful thing. When you're born again by the shed blood of Jesus through repentance, and you're born again by the Spirit of God, God's truth calls you out into holiness.
Yeah.
Your heart's changed, and then everything else changes.
Your whole life changes.
And guess what he does? He sets you apart from the culture.
Absolutely.
You notice how my wife dresses different?
Yes.
Did you know that's...
Does command this for women? Did you know that?
Yes, I do. Yes,
I do.
I
do know that.
I do know that, yeah. I know,
sorry,
obviously I don't follow it.
Are you claiming to be a born again...
Oh, I am. Absolutely. 100%. Yes, I bear the Spirit. I hear God. I literally
okay, so
hear God
if you said
to
you
me.
Know it, why
I don't
would you
shave.
That's rebellious.
It is. It is. At the same time, though...
In love, James says to know what to do right and you don't do it, it's called sin. We care for your soul.
That's very true.
But you were going to say, why don't you, ma'am? We just want to help you.
Well, I guess I'm still trying to unconform, I suppose.
Yeah.
Either way.
Don't delay.
Unconform from the church? But conform to God's word.
Right.
Yeah. Because if you die in your sin, there's no sacrifice for your sin.
Yeah,
you
did you know that?
That? Right?
Did they tell you about that? The blood of Jesus doesn't like cover you mystically and all.
No,
and if we
no.
just sin, if you live in sin, so if someone's a practicing adulterer, someone's a practicing drunkard, a practicing liar, or someone that purposely rebels against God and says, "I don't want to obey you yet." If we die in that sin, what's going to happen to us?
That's true, yeah.
We don't want that
soul,
for you.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Me either.
So we want to encourage you to go deeper.
You, yeah. Don't delay.
Okay.
We don't want you to lose your soul. Because what are you going to get if you gain the whole world?
You're nothing.
And lose your soul.
Yeah.
Right?
And you know what happens? What's a beautiful thing, like when your hearts change and then your outsides change, mm-hmm. it's not a small matter. Because when your heart changes and your outsides change, like I said, it's a separation that God does. And then God protects you. Like when it comes to head coverings, it actually says it's a sign for the angels. It actually says that. And then God, this is our temple. God put us in robes. You notice I dress different too. He put us in robes, and this is an archetype of Jesus' blood covering us. God killed animals and covered us.
Right.
And so it's a beautiful theology.
It is. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
It goes deep.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I will definitely look up your site.
Yeah, check out our website. Our email's on there if we can ever help you.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Nice meeting you. God be praised.
Yeah.